I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. Okay, this is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course having efficient digestion, and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today.
The quantum field that obtains absolutely every version of reality that's possible. So you say to yourself, okay, in the alternative space, this version of reality absolutely does exist. So what you do at that point is you start to align yourself with that version of reality, and you allow your external environment to help you connect to that version of reality.
Now let the magic begin. Hello, Njaima. Njaima Yomis. It's Raquel, and today is very special because, do I say that every single podcast? I don't even know, but it really is a very special episode, as this is something that I have had my eye on for about 3 years now. However, I've not fully dived in, and I've just been feeling called to explore it, and so why not explore it further with you, especially with everything going on right now. And I know so many of you might be having a hard time in when it comes to work or manifesting money or relationships or whatever, and some of the old law of attraction tools, I'm not gonna say old, but I'm gonna say more well-known law of attraction tools may not feel like they're working for you for whatever reason. So this is just something new to explore, to open your mind up to. And if you're feeling called to fully dive in, amazing. Or maybe 3 years down the line from now, you'll also be like, oh, that reality transurfing thing, that I know has changed a lot of lives. So maybe I should look into this. Anyway, we are for sure, no matter what, we're going to shift our minds, actually our vessels, to live in that parallel reality we've been envisioning for ourselves for so long, because, you know, it does exist. Acknowledge the fact that it does exist. We'll talk about it. And so, again, thanks to this long time channeled insight that humans now refer to as reality transurfing, it's just a great way to understand more deeply how the universe really does work for us, and basically just also widening our perspective and knowing of how to dance with this universe, the universe, and consciously surf our way to a reality that feels just more in alignment with ourselves and our souls. And you know, whether you are calling something, some external force, some external creation to come into your life, a manifestation, or you are healing something within and just working through whatever it is, there's so many tools that reality transurfing, I know, has helped so many people actually bring into fruition as we align our vessels with that parallel reality. And of course, in this episode, we talk about that. I know, especially the second half of this episode, you're going to deeply resonate with something. There's going to be at least one thing that lights something up, that sparks something within you. And if not, that's totally fine. You know, I like I said, like 3 years later, I'm like, okay, I really want to dive in deeply into this reality transurfing and know more. I know I've been hyping this up so much and a bit too much because I don't want to set your expectations high. In fact, we do not benefit from high expectations and placing things on a pedestal. And she talks about the importance of dropping importance. It makes a world of sense, especially if you're going through any sort of maybe mental health struggles or even spiritual healing and, you know, tuning in, or just something feels off for whatever reason. The messages, the nuggets, the gold within this episode, I'm fairly confident will help you, will ignite something, will spark something within. And so I'll be talking with reality transurfer and leader in this field, actually, Renee Zellweger. I don't know why. Renee Garcia. Why would I say Renee Zellweger? I don't know. But Renee Garcia, who she actually is close, a partner with, not romantic partner, she specifies, but she talks about it, with the channeler of reality transurfing, who was the writer of Reality Transurfing, Steps 1 through 5, Vadim Zeland. Okay, I know some of my Russian listeners, I'm sorry. I know I sound so American when I pronounce certain names. Vadim. Oh, man. Forgive me. Oh, dear. If you don't know already, pronunciation is not always my strongest suit. But anyway, Vadim is a quantum physicist from Russia, And again, he is the one who channeled this information. Of course, Renee talks about him, along with how she discovered reality transurfing and explored it and manifested amazing things from applying it to her life, how it basically changed her life. And I'm inspired by her story, along with how to apply it. And she does provide more guidance on how we can consciously shift our reality. We mention it at the end, but I'll let you know that she's offering a discount code for her comprehensive course, the official Reality Transurfing Training Program, which exposes the matrix of reality and provides advanced concepts to help you ride the wave of fortune, excel in relationships, and so much more. And of course, again, I'm going to leave the link for that in the show notes, but you can find it at transurfing.us. So just use the discount code MAGIC, all caps, at checkout if you're interested in this course. And I'm sure as you listen to the episode, she doesn't really promote the course except for that very tail end. So you can just let this go. But I just wanted to plant the seed in the introduction. And anyway, before we get into it, this episode is sponsored by Skillshare. You'll hear more about Skillshare in the middle of the episode, but if you're not familiar with Skillshare, or if you've been listening to this podcast for quite some time and you haven't signed up for Skillshare yet, why? You're missing out. Anyway, Skillshare is offering the Yomies 2 months for free when you go to skillshare.com/yourownmagic. For their premium membership. I mean, 2 months full free. So for my fellow creatives that simply just want to enhance their skill or maybe dip their toe into other creative endeavors, there are tens of thousands of classes for you at skillshare.com/yourownmagic. Now, with all of that being said, I believe it is time to let the magic begin with Renee Garcia. Okay, so Renee, I'm so excited to talk about this because I've actually known about reality transurfing since late 2017, early 2018. And, you know, I dabbled like listening to some things on it and also read like the first chapter, but it was just so deep. The first chapter of the very first series. So that's how little I know of it. I'm just aware of it. And I'm like, okay, I really feel called. It keeps coming into my awareness. And I'm like, okay, you know what? Perhaps it just means I need to get an expert on. So I just did a quick Google search, and I was reading through other reality transurfer experts, but for whatever reason, you stood out. And I was like, okay, this is the girl I'm gonna message. And I'm so happy that it's working out.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm definitely an expert. I mean, I have in a non-linear way gone through the book probably hundreds and hundreds of times, just building my body of work. But this has been my life for the last 5 years. I am living, breathing, and just
transurfing,
fully immersed. Yes.
Yes, I loved hearing that. So first, what is lighting you up most in this season of your life?
Transurfing really is my purpose, my passion, my everything right now.
That's cool.
Just growing the awareness of it and really nurturing the people that find it and need to. It's, you know, it's weird right now. There's so much stuff, content, all sorts of, like, I think the internet in the self-development world has just exploded with the level of material there is for people to, like, which direction should I go? What should I do? How, you know, it really is wild. So I think that, like, reality transurfing definitely stands apart from everything else. But that being said, our attention spans, like, if we don't get what we need in the right amount of time, we just kind of like move on to the next thing. So I have, you know, sort of made it my mission to get people what they need as quickly as possible so they can see that this works really fast before they go on to the next thing, because it is comprehensive. I don't want to say there's a lot here, but it's like for you to really gain a sense of how this can be applied to your life right now and what it takes exactly to immerse yourself. It essentially is reprogramming your brain. I call it reality 2.0, right? It's the upgraded operating system for your brain, but it's not going to just like do it itself. You have to jump into it. You got to get into it. It's kind of like learning a new language. Not quite that crazy, but you know, you are reprogramming the way that your brain, you know, sees reality and functions and all the different aspects of how we perceive reality. And it is a modality that takes a little bit of, you know, I have filled in the blanks for people that, like me, find it, want to get into it. And
yeah.
You know, realize that, well, okay, well, how exactly? I'm the practical part of it. I guess that's the easiest way to say it. So that's kind of where it is for me. Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty much it right now.
That's amazing. How'd you even get into reality transurfing? People are like, what is that? So we'll talk about that in a bit, but first let's hear about you.
Well, I lived in Los Angeles for about 15 years and I was kind of, you know, living the way that I saw everyone else living. You know, I was doing the stuff that, you know, I believed I should do to gain success and to live a, you know, a quote unquote good life. But there were some big, huge pieces of life missing for me. And I found myself pretty successful, you know, within a, you know, 15 year period of time, I gained some success and had all the stuff that I felt I should have. But then there was just like, something really was not right. Something was missing. And I wasn't a very spiritual person. I didn't have a lot of connection with just, I don't know, my inner self, what I really was destined for, I guess you could say. I was disconnected from.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I kind of had like this epiphany, breakdown kind of thing happen where I'm like, this can't be it. So I left Los Angeles and, I sort of embarked on this journey of finding a life truly meant for me, like really meant for me, not meant for somebody else or not meant for like, not me interpreting like what is life supposed to be, like seeing my external reality and then basing off like what my environment is telling me, like, okay, well then I should do this or that. So I really, yeah, it was, you know, it was a pretty earth-shattering experience, really, just to uproot myself and decide I'm going to do something totally different. And in this time I found reality transurfing. What really happened is like I realized that I needed to change. I just didn't know what, or even more valuably, like how. Uh-huh. You know, I knew something was not right, but I didn't know what wasn't right and I didn't know how to fix it. So then I start listening to stuff online. I started listening to some Bob Proctor videos and,
yes.
Yeah. And he, love him. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I, it, I have to say that it definitely was the seed that was planted. Like, he kept talking about shifting your paradigm. And I'm like, okay, I got to shift my paradigm. I don't like, I don't know what that is exactly or what that means, because I wasn't from a world of like self-development or new age modalities or any, you know, so hearing this stuff for the first time, I'm like, okay, I got to shift my paradigm. I don't know what a paradigm is or how I'm going to shift it, but I've got, you know, like I knew something substantial had to take place, but Bob Proctor wasn't it. He didn't do it for me. Like he didn't give me enough there to help me kind of shift, but I knew that I needed that shift. And then within that year, I found reality transurfing, and it just completely blew apart my perspective. I mean, it was exactly what I needed, but what I needed was a complete overhaul, and it absolutely provided. So after that, I decided, virtually unheard of in the English language. And that's when I decided that I was going to be the one that was going to bring it. I was going
to
bring it.
Yes, to the masses. Yes. Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the reasons why you're here. You were definitely divinely guided for whatever reason. I just know that. And also, another thing is that I know that you said that you started in LA and you were very successful the 15 years you were there, or at least part of the 15 years you were there. I totally can relate to that as well. Like, for whatever reason, I was in LA and I was on the right trajectory when it comes to the entertainment industry. And I felt, very aligned there, and I was going down an awesome path. But then there was just this one little thing that made me pivot and connect within and was like, no, you have a different purpose. And it's interesting how people find that. And then you somehow came across reality transurfing. And I just think that story is so beautiful. And a lot of people that feel like, okay, I feel lost, or they just feel like, you know, whatever I'm doing right now just doesn't feel right for me. I think that even if it's perhaps not reality transurfing, like teaching it, but I think that this reality transurfing in and of itself can help them figure it out.
Yes. Yes. Reality transurfing helped me sort of align with a bunch of components of me, who I truly am.
Yeah.
And not, what's the easiest way to say this? So we're heavily, heavily, heavily influenced by so much outside of us. Mm-hmm. You know, our external environment, from just the impressions that our environment makes on us, like living in Los Angeles, right? That's a big one. Like,
oh yeah,
you know, the amount of impressions that are put on the average like person living in a big city every day, it's really, really hard, challenging to stay connected and truly aligned with who you really are in your core when you're in such an intense environment with so many impressions. So that's just the environment. Then you have, you know, friends, family, your spouse, the programming that's been put on you through your whole life of like, you know, you got to move through your life in this sort of fashion. Like, you go to college, then you get married, then you do this, then you do that, then you do this, right? So we have all these different forms of influence and programming that are, you know, that we adhere to, or layered on top of who we really are. And transurfing helps to really just take off those layers, take off that programming, and get your, you know, I don't want to say reprogram you, because it's getting back to your original program, right? The program of who you really, really are as a person, what is going to help you to feel full and aligned, and like you wake up in the morning with energy and purpose, and your life has meaning, and you need less because you're happier and you're doing things rather than wanting things, and all that kind of like good stuff that makes you feel like you're living to the fullest, you know, that, that's what it did for me. So
what an amazing teaser. Everybody's probably like, okay, amazing. What is this now?
Yeah.
Would love to hear about what is reality transurfing and how is it discovered?
Well, reality transurfing was written by a Russian man named Vadim Zeland. He's still alive, and he's actually my dear friend now.
Over
the last 5 years, I'm actually officially his partner now. I mean, not romantic partner, but his.
Oh,
partner.
I was like, what?
No, his partner in transurfing.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. Really cool. So we're very close now, which has been an amazing opportunity and experience for me because he's very, very elusive. He talks to very few people. He lives a very secluded life and nobody really knows who he is. So the fact that I'm close to him now and this has developed, you know, since I originally found the book, I actually went to Russia and met him and we
That's beautiful.
talk almost daily now. And yeah, I'm very, very fortunate to have him helping me in my endeavor to really promote his work. But I was doing this before I even knew him. So it's just, it's been really amazing. But anyway, he wrote the book originally.
He's a physicist, right?
Yep, a former Soviet Union quantum physicist. After the Soviet Union collapsed, he has had all sorts of different jobs, and most of them are like working in the banking sector or programming computers, stuff like that. So he's a very his mind is like, you know, that of a brilliant and very, very scientific. So he says that he's just the vessel for this knowledge. One of the main concepts in the transurfing modality is the concept of the space of variations, which is everything in this realm. It's everything that has been, everything that is now, and everything that will be in the future. It's where all ideas generate. It's where everything comes from. So like whatever you're seeing right now, like with your eyes in your room or wherever you're sitting, this all originated from the space of variations. So, or the alternative space. So if you're looking at, let's say, a lamp, that was somebody's idea, right? Let's say the very, very, very first lamp that was ever designed and made, that was an idea that was pulled from the space of variations. And then it was the person applied action and created the actual thing and it became a physical object. So Vadim Zeland says that he just pulled the knowledge from the space of variations and, you know, wrote it down. So he's really just the one communicating it. He didn't create it. He didn't design it. He's just literally pulling the information out of this alternative space.
That's so beautiful. That's like what a lot of us, or I have so many podcasts, channeled podcasts, but we'll talk about the space of variations, but how we're channeling this information from, it could be the universe, source, your certain density or social complex. It's so interesting, but the languaging is, it's so beautiful. Like all channeled information is always the same, but with different languaging.
Yes. Yes. And it's really, you know, Vadim Zeland says it himself. There's no new knowledge, right? It's all just a new interpretation.
Absolutely.
So a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, Vadim Zeland, you know, took this idea from this other modality or you know, Castaneda or whoever, you know, and there's all these names that are thrown around, but really all the different parts of reality transurfing that one would read, like you can find some parallel somewhere else in some other modality. This is just pitched in an entirely new way with a new lexicon, with a new scientific kind of spin. You know, it's really what reality transurfing is in a nutshell is it is practicing an ability in a very, very practical way daily to connect with parallel realities. So it's done in kind of like four steps. And then all the concepts in the Transurfing modality, I like to say there's 11 core concepts. These are all how you do that specifically. So the concepts themselves either help you to understand how your external environment, how your reality, what you're experiencing, what you're seeing, what you're hearing, all the different parts of your senses, it helps you to make sense and understand exactly why that's happening or how that's happening. And then the latter part of the modality helps you to understand everything that's going on internally. So you have your external, you have your internal, and then you have the relationship between the two. And when you understand how your reality, how your environment moves and functions, and the different, the reasons why you experience certain things that you do, and then you understand your responsive nature or how you relate to your environment, the level of control, and I don't mean control in like a willful or you know, overly trying to like enforce your will on your environment or anything like that. It's just you're able to manage your reality in a way that most people, you know, it's weird. It's like, I have a Facebook group, the International Transurfing Institute Facebook group. We have about 5,000 people in there right now, all really, 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 you know, the level of the ways that we share, we have a lot in common. Like, we're from all over the world, mm-hmm. but we're all sort of aligned in this one way that we think, right?
Totally get that.
And a lot of, mm-hmm. yeah, it's really weird because people come into the group and they're like, oh my God, this is so weird. I've thought like this my whole life. But I never knew there were other people or a book there's a book. And like, it's weird kind of thing where what I feel is that this is an inherent sort of like way of existing, that this is the natural way for human beings to exist, to be able to really embrace, the power that we have as creators, right? We really obtain this ability that sets us apart from other beings in the world, and that's our ability to create. But most of us we lose sight of this ability, or we don't trust in this ability, or we underestimate this ability for whatever reason, you know, oh, I'm just a person. Oh, I was born into poverty, or, oh, I, you know, have these flaws, so I can't do this thing. But it's really like quite the contrary. Like, we have so much power. We have so much ability to create. And I think that for a lot of, and we're referred to as trans surfers, for a lot of trans surfers in the world, like in people that find out about the book, they're like, it's almost like it gives the people permission to really take hold of that power once again and be like, okay, I knew this was here. I knew this was here. I felt it, and I never fully let go of it, but I definitely haven't tapped into it. And now that I see that there's an actual community, a growing community, a movement of people that are taking back their power as creators, and there's a book to support, you know, this system, like people just, they just jump on the opportunity, and it's really fun to watch. Let me just say that it's amazing. It really is amazing. And yeah, I'm just kind of pushing the whole thing. So
with Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. As someone who is so excited to garden this spring, yet really wants top quality soil, I'm really excited to introduce you to Coast of Maine, which is an esteemed brand renowned for its organic soil offerings. And if you're seeking to infuse your home environment with a nourishing essence that promotes flourishing plant life, you're gonna wanna listen to this, because with over 28 years of expertise, Coast of Maine has meticulously crafted soils sourced from oceanic waters and farms certified for organic cultivation. It's so nice to find such a sustainable, eco-friendly brand who really emphasizes the importance of natural ingredients to enrich their soil. And I mean, they have, like I said, top quality with rigorous quality control and OMRI listed certification. Their diverse range of products caters to all gardening needs. Most of our soils may lack appropriate nutrients for success for our plants, and our plants need this. We want to regenerate the healthy microbes in our soils to set up for gardening success and just for our plants to thrive. So if we add Coast of Maine products, this will indeed help. Whether you're planting trees or shrubs or perennials in your yard, adding Coast of Maine soil in your planting holes leads to a long, slow feeding of your plants, making them self-sufficient and vibrant, which we love. Let's say you want a vegetable garden. Not only will you receive abundant harvest, but there will be less feeding and maintenance throughout the season. Amazing. You know that everything grown in Coast of Maine soil is organic and safe for your family and friends right out of the garden. And then you get to also feel good about their sourcing, as I'm so thankful they provide natural ingredients, because they will never include household waste or biosolids. And we know that nothing nurtures the world above better than the soil below, cultivated from products and practices rooted in Coast of Maine. And so they will continually perfect the art and science of sourcing, mixing, and composting products worthy of the people and the place that inspired their brand and the healthier world it was built to serve. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. We love supporting local, and the products are carried by local retail partners who can provide advice and insight not found in big box stores. So Coast of Maine knows knows from beginner to expert. Anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere. And their products make organic gardening simple and approachable so we can all garden. So let's get to growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. That's Coast of Maine, like the state with an E, coastofmaine.com.
Yeah. So it's, when people ask me, what is reality transurfing, it's kind of a challenging question to answer because it's like, okay, well, it was originally a book, you know, and there are these concepts in the book that help you to align with your true self and really start creating your own reality via this, this whole idea that, you know, transurfers believe in, that we have access to parallel realities and you can tap into them really, really easy when you know how to do it. It is really, really crazy. I mean, I'll just say this, you never need another drug or mind altering substance ever again, because you can just go on massive trips in your mind, just messing around with parallel realities. It's weird. You know, and for me, like when I'm talking about this to people that don't know what it is, I feel sometimes like I'm kind of coming off as like this woo-woo person. And I'm like, no, that's not me. Like I've never bought into any of this stuff, but like this thing really is beyond words. I mean, it really does work. And yeah, there are tons and tons of people experiencing it every day.
Ugh, that is wild. I as well was once very skeptic, so I didn't really believe the woo till I experienced the woo, you know, in a sense that it might not even be woo in a sense, but it really is, or I guess the quantum field and understanding quantum physics and yada yada. But then, yeah, concepts, not even concepts, just experiences, like what reality transurfing represents and helps people with is beyond, like you said, words, but also honestly goes from the woo, it's like grounded woo, to actual reality that is possible for everybody. How do you connect with parallel realities?
So it's actually very, very easy.
Cool.
Yes, it's very, very easy. And I think this is why Vadim believes in me so much, is because I have broken it down to, like, he's like a more vast thinker,
yes,
right? If you look at the size of the book, you're like, holy smokes.
He's complex for sure.
Yes. He's kind of like I don't want to say he's overcomplicating it, but he's going in depth. Like,
right.
It's,
right away.
It's the book's like the size of a Bible.
Yeah. And there's how many? 4, 5, 6, 7? Wait, how many are there?
Well, he's written a number of books, but the Bible that we all sort of, that our holy grail is Reality Transurfing Steps 1-5, which is a compilation of the 5 original transurfing books, which were The Alternative Space, The Wrestle of the Morning Stars, Forward to the Past, Ruling Reality, and Apples Fall to the Sky. So they put those 5 books into one book now that you can buy on Amazon, that's called Reality Transurfing Steps 1-5. That's the official reality transurfing book. So, when somebody looks at that book, they're like, oh my God, it's so huge. I could never, you know, that's going to take forever. Well, first off, let me just say that, again, this is really a modality that completely reprograms the way that you think and how your mind works. So the first fifth of the book is really the new information. And then everything that follows after that is just him explaining it in different ways to get your mind sort of like all those, the way that your brain is wired, you just kind of start to like think differently by reiteration and immersion, just thinking about all the different aspects of what he's talking about in different ways, if that makes sense. It's yeah. like, yeah, it's just him saying the same thing over and over and over in different ways. And it works. For me, I've sort of broken it down to a four-step process of how you tap into a parallel reality. The first and most crucial step is acknowledging that version of reality does in fact exist. So without this, it's almost impossible unless some weird kind of accident happens or something odd, right?
Yeah.
But if you want something, like let's say you want to become a homeowner or you want to buy a house, or let's say you want to travel the world for a year.
All right.
Right? So you want to travel the world for a year.
Yeah.
And you, let's say you're in like a 9-to-5 job and you've got a mortgage and you're like, well, I want to travel the world for a year, but I just don't see how that's going to happen. So that you've immediately blocked yourself off from that version of reality. There's no way you're going to access that. Now, if you say to yourself, I believe that the version of reality where I'm traveling the world free for a year does in fact exist. That version does in fact exist. That parallel reality does exist. And you do feel it, like it does exist in the alternative space, right? So there's the alternative space is really, like you said, the quantum field. It is the quantum field that obtains absolutely every version of reality that's possible. So you say to yourself, okay, in the alternative space, this version of reality absolutely does exist. So what you do at that point is you start to align yourself with that version of reality, and you allow your external environment to help you connect to that version of reality. This is really how we gain most things that we have in our lives, is we follow. So everything that you have right now is because you've done this already. And this is the trippy thing that blows people's minds when they realize. So if you read the Reality Transurfing book, if you look at it first and you're like, oh God, how am I going to learn how to do this? And then you start reading it and you realize that you've already been doing it. Now you can just sort of start doing it bigger and better. It's really quite shocking, especially when you look back at your life, like retrospectively, yeah. and you realize like, oh my God, I can't believe I materialized that out of all the different options I had. No wonder, like, you know, I was in this negative mindset, and I, you know, really connected with this version of reality. So you realize not only how you can connect with better versions of reality right now, but you realize how you connected with really messed up versions of reality in the past. Yep. And it's pretty shocking.
It's so good to take note and think about everything. It's interesting as well that you gave the example, because I literally had a 9-to-5 and I was envisioning and deeply wanted to just travel, because I was like, okay, I just got out of a long-term relationship and I was ready to solo travel the world. However, I was like, how in the world am I going to make money? But for whatever reason, I just trusted. I did it. I actually bought a one-way ticket to Bali, and I left my job, my 9-to-5, and then somehow, even though I didn't really have another way of making money, I found a way and I made it happen. What I did do is I just kept envisioning myself doing that. I was watching YouTube videos of people traveling. I was even just sometimes living as if I was also traveling. Like, I'd walk in a day-to-day basis just in visualizing this, and I was so excited. I could feel it in my bones, I swear. And then it aligned. And then I actually solo traveled for 3 years or something.
Yep. So what you were doing there is you were playing what we call a slide. So a slide is essentially you living in that state of being prematurely. So when you say you're watching videos and you were envisioning it,
yeah,
this is a slide. So this is you creating a mental connection with that version of reality before it's actually materialized. So what happens when you do this is three things. First, you start resonating more with that variation of reality, right? Your frequency starts to match that variation of reality. Then what happens after that is your thoughts start to really run parallel to that version of reality. Like, well, okay, where would I want to go? Okay, well, how would I get there? Well, what would I do? Well, how, you know, you start actually like thinking along those lines. I mean, it's actually very, very simple, but most people don't think of it as being simple. But when you realize, when I said to you initially, when you asked me, how do you connect with a parallel reality? And I'm like, it's actually very, very simple. It is very, very simple. You just have to be consistent. And again, you have to get over that first hurdle, which is accepting that that variation of reality does in fact exist, right? So you created the slide in your mind, and this is you resonating with that variation of reality. Then you start thinking, you know, in a parallel manner to that version of reality. Then you start taking action, right? You actually start doing things like researching stuff online or buying a ticket or, you know, pulling some money out of, you know, some account to put in to where, you know, so where you have some liquid money, like, or doing whatever you need to do to take steps in that direction. So the four step process is acknowledging that variation of reality exists, matching your frequency to that variation of reality, having your thoughts be in line with that variation of reality, and then taking action in the direction of the goal, right? In the direction of that reality that you want to exist in. So again, where most people fall short, well, most people fall short on all of these. But the first one is just being like, well, that's not for me. So this is the really, really cool thing about reality transurfing, or really any modality that puts you in it, that connects you with your power as a creator, right? We are all born and live in different circumstances, right? Like I was born into a very, very lower middle class, you know, family. Nobody went to college. Everybody worked blue collar jobs. Everybody had way too many kids. Everybody was struggling, you know, poverty level stuff. And, you know, luckily, I was able to see through enough, right? And kind of like, remember what I said when I said that people come into the Facebook group and they're like, I don't know how this has happened. I've always kind of like known this, but then all of a sudden there's like a book and a movement of people. So that's what happened for me. When I was younger, you know, I had my family programming me, right? That's not for you, or, you know, you can't do that, or that's, yeah. So I started to absorb that and follow that stuff. But luckily, I don't know how or why, I connected with the idea of, well, wait a second here. why not? Like, why can't I? Really, why can't I? And this is a really fascinating part of the human condition, the human mind, how we adapt and how we conform really in ways that don't suit us or our intentions, right? As we start to believe like, well, those things are for somebody else. Well, here's the thing. There is nothing in this world that is intended for one person and not another. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you can take, you know, people in the worst conditions. Let's say, you know, some people completely disconnected from technology, like in Africa somewhere that, you know, don't even have running water and live on dirt floors and very, very little access to, you know, information and all that, you know, really coming from the bottom. But there is one person from that village that probably did make it out and is living in, you know, London or New York that has had a really, really, really mind-blowing, like, you know, has done it, right? So is the only thing that's keeping people in these sort of like this hole, this grip, is the idea that they can't, because somebody did break through, right? Somebody did break through, somebody did change the system, somebody did take the programming off, somebody did excel, somebody changed their trajectory, somebody gained success. So we all have access and the ability to do that if we understand the formula. But again, if you automatically go, hey, that's not for me, that's for somebody else, then you're out. Like, you are then accepting what is given to you only. And usually what your external environment gives you is very, very little without you obviously taking the initiative and taking, right? Really grabbing hold of like that power as an individual to create and doing it, like actually doing it. So it's a real goal-based modality. It's a real action-based modality. And again, it is a complete new program for the mind that you have to like, there's not a lot of like one foot in, one foot out. It's either you're going to do it or it's kind of an all-in thing. At least for me, it has been. So the reason I actually became an instructor in this modality or decided to do this is because when I first encountered Transurfing, there's an audiobook on YouTube. I started listening to it. I was going for long walks in Portland at the time. I lived in Portland. And I immediately saw this massive, massive shift in my worldview and my levels of happiness and how I felt about myself and my world. And then I kind of took it for granted and I sort of went back to my old way of thinking. And I came to one day and I was like, hey, wait a second, what happened to my Transurfing mind? I'm back in like the old version of me. So then I jumped back in, I started reading and listening to the audio again. And I went back onto that pink cloud and I'm like, okay, cool. I'm back in Transurfing mind, you know? And then once more, I took it for granted again. I went back. And I was like, okay, wait a second, what's going on here? I'm like switching back and forth between these two different realities. Yeah. And then I just thought, okay, I'm going to have to figure out a way that I can just stay immersed every single day. And that's when I thought, I'm going to try to teach other people and I'm going to bring it to the English speaking countries. And I'm going to really like just make it my life.
Wow.
And that's how I did it. That's how I'm doing it. That's why I'm doing it.
Yeah. When we don't feel aligned, how in a sense that is actually aligning us to recognize our purpose. Even though in those moments you were walking a different trajectory, a different reality, or the old reality that you had prior to discovering reality transurfing, you recognize like, wait, I don't feel like I'm on the right timeline, so I'm just going to shift back over. And then it happened again. And so then you realize like, all right, you know what? I want to make sure I stay in this reality. So what can I do? And so you found your purpose and your passion and your mission. And I just think that that's so beautiful. And it's just such a great testament to how a lot of what we think might be burdens or issues actually become blessings in many ways.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It really, you know, I could talk for days on end about some of the absolutely like mind-shattering thoughts I've had of just how this has transpired.
Yomies, if you know me, you know that I am extremely passionate about personal development, learning, self-expansion, soul expansion, and many areas that tug at my heartstrings. And in light of this, I always encourage people to continue to enhance whatever they're passionate about in some way, enhance some sort of skill or learn a new skill. So that is where our sponsor Skillshare has got you 2 months for free when you go to skillshare.com/yourownmagic. There are several creative writing masterclasses, also portrait photography, cinematography, digital animation. A lot of people ask me how to start a podcast. Well, you know what? I'll direct you to Skillshare with tens of thousands of classes at your fingertips to learn something new, some new skills, strengthen your passions. Why not? Because it's free for 2 months. So just go to skillshare.com/yourownmagic and try out Skillshare 2 months for free. Why not? Again, skillshare.com/yourownmagic and begin to enhance some sort of creative endeavor for your soul. And now, on with the show.
We have a mantra in the movement, you know, all the people. We have a mantra. It's I have a sticker here that says that I know it by heart, but I just want to make sure I read it perfectly. My world is taking care of me. Everything is going according to plan. Things are working out beautifully and will continue to do so with ease.
Beautiful.
So this is like this mantra that all trans surfers really believe. And it's kind of like when you were talking about, you know, when you were wanting to travel, that you started doing certain things or watching people that were traveling. So that this mantra, it's a sticker actually that I give away. I send out thousands and thousands and thousands of these to people all over the world, and people have them posted up everywhere. And really what this is it's exactly like your idea that you wanted to travel. It's a thing that keeps your mind kind of working within the parameters of the thoughts that you're choosing to think, right? So if you want something for yourself, like a new house or a new profession or a new life, or even just a higher thinking mind or a happier mind or whatever it is, right? So we have this mantra that we all sort of love, and it's our trans surfing mantra. And this has been, I created this saying, and this saying has been really, really weird for me because, you know, this has just been the last 5 years that I've adopted this as my mantra. But I realize now that this mantra always existed, that, you know, my world always has been taking care of me, leading me to the point that I am now, even though I've gone through some tremendous hardships, like really, really serious, you know, stuff from an abusive childhood to getting married very, very young and being in a very, you know, codependent, abusive relationship because I didn't have anything else, right? I didn't graduate from high school. I didn't go to college. So I struggled for, you know, the first part of my 20s with understanding how I was going to survive in this world and, you know, figuring out how to create a business on my own and be successful in this business, even though it was extremely challenging for a lot of years. And, but at the time, I didn't know all of this, right? That my world's taking care of me, that things are going according to plan and things are working out beautifully and will continue to do so with ease. Now I understand this. And the peace that comes from knowing this now is like, you know, it's completely cured me of like anxiety, depression, feeling uncertain, not knowing what my trajectory is or where I'm going. All that stuff, it's gone, right? At the time when I was challenged, I didn't know that all this stuff was the case, that my world was taking care of me and all that. But it was, right? And yeah, it's you know, it's been a very interesting experience. I'll say that. I mean, yeah.
That mantra is so healing. So healing.
It is.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, especially when they are going through a really rough time or experiencing a lot of anxiety, depression, especially during this day and age when there's so much chaos going on in the world and in our external environment, that's a beautiful mantra to come back to for your own sense of peace. I do have another question about reality transurfing.
Yes.
That is, I know, super important, which is actually more so dropping importance or I guess excessive potentials.
Yes.
And I'm curious if that distorts your reality or why it's so important to understand the importance of dropping importance.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I actually have, in Cyrillic, in Russian, I have drop importance tattooed on my body. I have it on my rib cage.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Because I see this every morning in the mirror and it reminds me how my life is so much better with lowered levels of importance. So God, where do I even start? But I'm glad you asked this because this is the number one concept that has helped people, you know, in this modality. Really, what dropping importance, what importance is really? Let me get to what importance is first and then the value of lowering your levels of importance or once you really start to practice dropping importance. So pretty much all suffering comes from elevated levels of importance. The Buddhists believe attachment, right? Having attachment. So that's why, you know, Buddhism practices non-attachment is because when you are identifying with something, the need for something, when you're overly identifying with the need for something, or you have deemed something important in your life, what you're telling your reality is that the presence or the absence of that thing you have deemed important is going to directly correlate to your levels of happiness. And we do this all the time in extremely damaging ways. And the weird thing is oftentimes people don't even understand why they've deemed something important. A lot of times it's just because everyone else in the environment is doing it. So like getting back to LA, you know, Los Angeles is rot with importance levels beyond anything. Like, it's gross, right? Like, if you can take a step back and look at it from a little bit of a distant perspective with no filter on, like, and just see it for what it is, you're like, ew, gross. Why does everybody feel the need to look perfect, right? Be 105 or 110 pounds, drive a $100,000 car, have this, have that, have all these clothes, right? Have all this stuff, have these kind of like vapid social circles. I mean, I don't want to rip on people in Los Angeles or anything, but from my own experience, my importance levels were never higher than when I lived in an environment like that, where I allowed my external environment to tell me what was important, and then I bought into it, right? So here's the thing. It's totally cool to have all that stuff. Like, I have a cool car now. I have nice clothes. I have nice jewelry. I have a beautiful house. I have stuff. I've become a minimalist that doesn't believe in having anything. Yeah. So I have all the stuff, but I have it because of the right reasons to have it, because I want it, because it's beautiful. It's not because so-and-so tells me that I need to have it, or that it's a standard that I've got to adhere to, or that if I don't have it, I'm a failure, or something like that. So we apply importance in unhealthy ways, like, okay, I've got to have the house. I've got to be married, right? This is another way that we really excessively apply importance, like that if we're not in a relationship, then something's wrong with us. It's important that I'm in a relationship. It's important that that my family sees me with someone, or it's important that, you know, and all these different ways that we connect with our environment to prove to ourselves that we are someone, or that we're hitting the standard, right? Or for all these, I mean, it's kind of maddening if you really start to think about exactly why and where you've applied importance.
Yeah.
So the importance part is the part that brings the suffering.
Mm-hmm. That makes 5,000% sense. Absolutely.
Yes. That's where the suffering comes from. So let's say you want the house, right? Let's say you want the year traveling. Okay. And you want the year of freedom to travel around the world, but you don't follow the formula. Right? You don't follow the formula. Let's say you want it, but you don't believe that you can have it, but then you have high importance levels over it. So let's say you don't take the action. You don't start resonating at the frequency of the event, and you don't accept that that version of reality exists, but you continue to want it, but you continue to go to your 9-to-5 and you continue to complain to yourself about not having the ability to have it. And you start to suffer because you feel as though you're losing out, or that you don't have the guts to do anything, or that you don't, whatever's keeping you from taking action, but you still kind of resonate in this like crappy place where you want it, you don't take it, and your importance levels are high, so you suffer because of a lack of it. And this happens with everything. It happens with relationships. It happens with our professions. It happens with our bank accounts. It happens with our friendships. It happens with ourselves. Ourselves, you know, wanting to be a certain weight, or wanting to look a certain way, having too much importance, not meeting that bar, not meeting that standard that you have set, and then suffering because of it. And when you can bring down your level of importance surrounding whatever it is. So let's say you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend right now, probably a boyfriend, because women do, I'll be honest, women do this a lot more than men do it. But, and I've heard everything, and I now know like exactly when somebody comes to me and they're like, help, my life's a wreck. And I'm like, okay, tell me what's going on. And I can just like pinpoint it right away. I'm like, okay, you're in a relationship that's not going in the direction you want it to go in. You're feeling stuck. You've got high levels of importance over so-and-so proposing to you. You want to get married and start a family, but you continue to keep yourself immersed in the wrong situation for you. You have high levels of importance. You don't take action and get out and go and actually find the situation that is going to make you happy. So you just stay sitting stagnant in this swampy kind of place with your high levels of importance and nothing changes. And you wait for somebody else's actions to make you happy. And if that doesn't happen, then you're unhappy.
Yep. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So, and this formula is like played out in nearly every aspect of our lives in different ways.
Yeah.
Like waiting for something to happen externally that makes something change, that then shifts the thing over in your favor, hits your standard, your bar that you've placed high, which will probably never happen, by the way, because most people that are waiting for something to happen and they have high levels of importance, that's why we like see or know these people that are just like continuously miserable in their lives and they never quite get what they want. It's mm-hmm. because of this exact kind of thing playing
wow.
out. It's a trip.
So being aware of this can heal so much of the anxiety and depression that just, you know, plays out in our lives, because of course we all want things, but man, if we're conscious of our every thought and our every move or our inspired thoughts to do something and take that inspired action, I mean, and trusting that, I think that is so key, so huge, but to not have these high levels of expectations and importance for ourselves.
Yes.
So how do we balance this wanting something and not really putting it on such a high external pedestal, but at the same time manifesting it and allowing our vessel to align with that paralleled reality?
So one of the loved quotes from Vadim Zeeland, all trans surfers live by this quote, "I do not want, I do not wish, I do not hope, I intend." Right? So wishing and hoping, so those are exactly what you're talking about, like putting the desire up on a pedestal, kind of like wishing and hoping I do not want, I do not hope, I intend.
I do not want, I do not hope.
Yes.
Okay.
So All I can really say is like my own experience.
Love stories.
Yeah. Before I found trans surfing, when I was like, I don't know, let's say 10 years ago, I was about 30. I was living in Los Angeles. I had my little life. Things were going okay. Mainly my professional world was developing, but I still struggled a lot with, my relationships. I kept dating like men that just were not for me. Just the typical story. I was just had a constant revolving door of shitty men that, sorry, excuse my language, that just kind of like, you know, but I was choosing them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I can relate completely.
Yes, I was choosing them. Nothing, it wasn't that I was unlucky or that I just had access to crappy men. It was that I was following the exact formula for creating, tapping into a parallel reality. I was just tapping into an inferior parallel reality, right? because I was resonating with those types of men. My thoughts were in line with those types of men. The actions I was taking, right? Hanging out at bars. I mean, come on. It's all like super low frequency stuff, right? But at the same time, I had that desire for a good man up on a pedestal. But my world, my reality wasn't going to just hand me that in that state that I was in, because that's not the reality that I was in. And my importance levels were too high. So if I did encounter a good man, a quote unquote good man, my importance levels were going to mess that up for me really, really quick.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, I 100% know what you're saying.
Yes. And this, again, happens in all areas of our lives. So like just translating it to a professional situation, right? Let's say you start a business and you need an investor, and you need money, and you actually, but let's say you're resonating low. Let's say you're doubting yourself. Let's say you're doubting your business. Let's say you're doubting what you've created, but you still need that investor, and it's really important that you get the money. If that investor appears in your reality, you're going to run them off super fast, because your importance levels, first of all, you're not, all the components aren't there. You're not matching up with the frequency of that investor. That investor is just going to like, nah, that's not for me. But your importance levels are going to scare the person off. And this is going to come probably in the form of desperation, right? I need to see this thing happen. So it's the same with the romantic situation, right? You come up on Prince Charming and you're desperate. You've got high importance levels. Oh my God, there he is. You know, then he's going to be like, ew, gross.
Yeah.
Never mind. You know, like, sure. He doesn't want to have anything to do with you.
Yeah.
Now, if you were to approach that same person from a lowered level of importance, that means that you're like, you're showing up, right? You're showing up now again. You gotta match that frequency. You gotta match the frequency of whatever it is. We only attract that which we are resonating with, and we're only able to hold that which we are resonating with. That's why people have money come into their lives and then it's gone. That's why you meet Prince Charming and then he's gone, because you're not at the same level. So if you have that whatever it is up on the pedestal with high levels of importance, you're going to, if you do by chance encounter it, you're going to run it off. You got to bring yourself up to that level. You got to bring yourself up to that level of like, okay, getting back to, I don't want, I don't hope, I intend. This is more, this statement is that I'm not wishing it's for me. I'm not hoping it's for me. It is for me. I intend to have it. I'm going to have it. That is for me, right? Rather than doubting it or any of that other kind of stuff.
Yeah. And not so, put it on a pedestal, but basically you yourself are just as important and deserving.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So again, every area of life, the first thing is, and you know, it's funny, when I do these interviews, I kind of like have a piece of paper where I'm jotting down some notes and like drawing little things, how I want to explain it. So now I've literally drawn like an elevated little pedestal with a heart at the top of it. Signifying, yeah, right? So then when I was telling my story about me when 10 years ago, when I was struggling romantically, I'm down at the bottom, and then I have an arrow pointing upwards. So that's me going up. And sure enough, now I'm in like the best romantic relationship of my life. We've been together 3 years. He's everything I've ever wanted. And the weird thing is when I moved, I bought a house in my hometown about 3.5 years ago. After I sort of, again, had this epiphany of like, oh my God, I'm meant to live back in my hometown and be with my family and like live a different life, right?
I get that. Yeah. Yes.
So then when I decided that I was going to make that change, I thought to myself, oh my God, I'm never going to meet a guy then, right? Because there's like a bunch of like farmer dudes and small town people.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I'm going to be an old maid. So then, okay. So
speaking my language or how I'd been feeling. So yeah, well, not really. I know I'll find someone that, anyway, keep going.
But this is the perfect, like practical breakdown of it. So going back to LA, I'm, you know, high levels of importance. I'm not resonating with Prince Charming. Even if I did encounter him, I'm dating losers, right? My importance levels are off the charts, and therefore I don't have the thing. I just don't. I don't have the good relationship, and I'm nowhere even close, right? So then I decide that after, you know, living in Oregon for a couple years, I'm going to go move back home. But then I think to myself, well, you're going to have to completely give up the idea of finding Prince Charming because you're just not going to find him there. Right. So what that equated to was me dropping importance. I was like, okay, I'm going to move back home. I'm going to be around all my family. I'm going to have a beautiful home I paid for with my own money. There's going to be a lot of benefits, right? There's going to be a lot of benefits. There are going to be a lot of positives, but the romantic thing, I'm going to learn to just be happy without it. I'm going to kind of like just
let it go.
I'm going to let it go. I'm going to totally let it go. Yeah. So sure enough, I let it go. And 6 months later, I meet the man of my freaking dreams that has like been everything to me. And amazing. Is better than anybody I ever envisioned. That's the amazing thing.
That's beautiful.
Yes. And then also when I did encounter him, I wasn't the same way I was before.
Right. That's what I was wondering. Cause it's like, I've let something go before and then someone came into my life. And I wonder if I just maybe put that on a pedestal in a sense, but I didn't realize it.
Yep.
It was just, oh, finally my dream guy's in my life. And then it didn't work out. And I was like, oh wait, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
And I knew deep down, perhaps I just put the fantasy on a pedestal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the perfect way of saying it. Yes. Reality transurfing really, and I don't want to say it helps you to lower your expectations because things are actually way better for me than I would have ever dreamed. I never believed that I would like own my own house and have money in the bank and have all the material things that I want, have this romantic relationship that I'm over the moon about, have all, you know, all the different things that are in my life. I never thought I would have as much as I have right now, but at the same time to get here, I had to lower my expectations. The expectations are what was absolutely killing me, like literally killing me because I got all sorts of like weird stuff with stress. I had an autoimmune disorder flare up out of nowhere. You know, I was hospitalized. It was really, really bad. And I really do attribute it to my importance levels about all different kinds of stuff, you know? So that's why I have it tattooed on my body now, because I want to never, ever, ever forget what lowering importance levels has done for me and my reality. It's essentially given me the reality of my dreams, but to get here, it was I had to go in the opposite direction of what I was taught.
Ugh. Wow. Oh my gosh. This is such a powerful message for so many that are listening, including myself. In fact, it was indeed a message I know my guides have been throwing at me and I've just been resistant to, but for whatever reason, whenever it comes through another human, I'm like, okay, I hear you now. I get it.
Yeah. Wow. Good. I'm glad I can. So some days I can really like hit it. Cause here's the thing, again, the book's big and I know there's a lot of concepts.
Yes.
It's not as complex as like when you first take a look. I know it can be intimidating, like, oh my God, where am I going to start?
Right.
But really it's quite simple. You'll get it. If you want to, you'll get it. And sometimes I can boil it down and like really just hit it exactly head on. But I feel that it really is about, I'll wrap this part up with this. We live in an environment now. We live in a world where it's all about adding more. Read this, follow this, do this, strive for this. Our access to information has never been crazy. Like it's insanity, right? So the whole of our environment is about adding more, putting more on, doing more, taking on more, all that stuff, more. Transurfing is a modality that helps you to remove. It helps you to take off. It helps you to deprogram, not more program, deprogram. And it's about going in the opposite direction to gain what everybody is trying to get right now. It's just doing it in an entirely different way than what we're programmed to think that we, how we're supposed to do it. So it's a modality of removing that helps you to get, it's like, you know, 5 steps forward, backward to go 100 steps forward. You know, does that make sense?
Absolutely. 1000%. Oh, this is gold. This is going to be so helpful for so many, including myself, Renee. You're going to have to come back on as well, because there's more things I want to talk about, like pendulums, what, you know, like there's so much to it, but this is amazing starter.
Yeah, for sure. This is the one thing that when people are like, how do I know if I found my purpose, or how do I know if this thing is right for me? And I'm like, okay, can you talk about it every single day for the next 5 or 10 years? So this is how you know something's for you. I never, ever, ever get tired of talking about transurfing because it's for me. So I will always talk about it. But yeah, leaving everyone with like, okay, well, I don't know what's for me. Look for the thing that you'll feel satisfied talking about for 5, 10 years, the rest of your life.
I love that.
It's about connecting with the thing that you can see like long game.
What you really deeply light up with.
Yes. So whenever you want me back, I'm more than happy, because I love to talk
about it. Yes, we have to. Because there's so much more to it. And then I can have people ask questions and stuff too. But yes, now that they know who you are, I mean, if they didn't already. But Renee, this is amazing. And I have one last question that I ask all the Euro Magic guests.
Okay.
How would you advise the Your Own Magic listeners to create their own magic?
Well, I guess it would get back to, you know, the four steps to shifting to a parallel reality. The first one is acknowledging that version of reality does in fact exist. So getting back to just what I was saying, like there's nothing in this world that is intended for somebody else and not you. Anything that you want, you can do it. And somebody else in a lesser position than you probably did it or achieved it or had it or connected with it, right? So you can too. Like whatever, even if you're like middle-aged and you want to become a doctor or a lawyer or whatever it is, like you can do that. Somebody else did do that, right? So connecting with your and I don't mean to sound religious here or anything, but like your God-given right, your sovereign, your right as a sovereign creator to create a reality of your dreams, of your choosing, just listening first to that voice inside of you and asking yourself, what is it that I want? That I want, that is really, really intended for me. And then accepting that that version of reality does in fact exist, and then figuring out how exactly you can connect with that, if it's via reality transurfing or something else. But just figuring out what works for you and how exactly you can shift over to a more ideal parallel reality for yourself, where you're living your optimal existence, really.
Oof. Wow. Thank you. Oh, that's gold. Renee, you're amazing. How can everyone connect with you?
Well, there are a number of ways. We have Transurfing TV right now on YouTube. I have created almost 500 videos talking about reality transurfing in the last 9 months.
Yeah,
it is kicking off. They're all short, little digestible videos, 10 to 15 minutes long. So you could definitely dive in there.
That's awesome.
The Facebook group, the International Transurfing Institute Facebook group, it's amazing. It is highly, highly engaged. Lots of people having super dynamic conversations in their daily. Instagram is reality_transurfing. You can check me out on my website, transurfing.us. I think that's about it. Oh, and we have now, for about 3 months ago it launched, I have a killer course on Teachable called Reality 2.0, and it covers absolutely everything. There is the 11 core concepts of transurfing. There is a premium bonus course called Mo Money, which has been wildly popular.
Becoming Mo Money.
Mo Money. Yes, it is. It's wild. It really does work. Becoming Magnetic. Uh-huh. Which is like you connecting with, you know, your natural quality of, you know, your natural qualities of attraction. And it's geared towards finding your, you know, your mate, your love, if you don't have one, or improving a relationship that you're already in. And then there's a bunch of other stuff in there, a bunch of bonuses and stuff like that. But yeah, Teachable course, Reality 2.0, it is really, it's 5 years of my work, really. So I'm very, very proud of it. And it is an awesome course.
And this is Future Raquel editing the episode right now. And I just wanted to interject and say that she does have a discount code for her courses, which of course the links are in the show notes. And the discount code for you is MAGIC, all caps, MAGIC. Renee, thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm more than happy to come back.
Yes, you have to.
Yeah. Thank you, Raquel.
Yomis, that is a wrap. That is a wrap for this episode. I hope that something spoke deeply to you, expanded you in some way. Please let me know if so. You can catch me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra. I spell Raquel a different way than most, so you can see the spelling in the show notes. Or hang out with the Yomis, the like-minded, very conscious and expansive and helpful souls on the Your Own Magic Facebook group, especially a place to turn to when it comes to, well, whatever you're going through. And there are several tools on the EuroMagic.life membership site. The Pyrite is monthly and the Gold membership is just a one-time payment. But don't forget that experience called Home. You can visit that at EuroMagic.life/home. And that will be with Brie Melanson and I, my fellow alien channeling Palladian boss babe. All right, well, thank you so much and have a magical rest of your day.